Andrew Harper represents the UN High Commission for Refugees in Jordan. I asked him from there first if $44 million from Australia was enough.
It's never enough when you've got 4 million refugees and about 8 million persons inside Syria who've been displaced from their homes, but it certainly helps. And we welcome the announcement. We just have to find out what it means. Is it to UNHCR? Is it to the World Food Programme? Is it over the next 12 months? But on the surface, it's positive. It's a good commitment, which we need now.
And how do you react to the number of 12,000 refugees to be taken in by Australia?
It's good. Like, again, we need to find out over what period and who will be eligible to be taken to Australia. One of the challenges that we've got in a country like Jordan is that probably 98% of the refugees have fled Syria are Sunni. The most recent arrivals are those who have fled the ISIS onslaught in Syria, who have not wanted to be recruited by ISIS, women who have not wanted to be married off to ISIS fighters. And these are not minorities. These are Sunnis, but their concerns, their vulnerability are as strong as anyone else's. So we do not look at religion or ethnicity. We look at vulnerability. So we just have to figure out a way in which we can meet Australia's interests while also ensuring that those people who are most vulnerable are also protected.
So you have no way of triaging, as they say, people who are more persecuted than others?
Like every refugee that crosses the border, we interview. And those refugees who are most vulnerable, we do prioritise them for resettlement. This is something which is our bread and butter. Like, it's one of the key elements of our operations. We've been doing it in Jordan now for years, since the Iraqi operation. So we do a triage. We have an emergency resettlement program for those people who are particularly at risk, such as female-headed households, people with medical problems. So, yes, we do triage. The question is, it's not only Australia who has put in a significant request for resettlement places, it's also the US and a number of European states. So we have to also build up our own infrastructure to ensure that we submit the right cases to the right countries.
Some people might think that it would be a good idea to give special priority to, say, Yazidi young women who are fleeing sexual enslavement, or Kurds who are terrified of going back to Raqqa, for instance, just to take a couple of examples. Yeah. I mean, is it not fair to separate different people out?
That would lead to their claims, their vulnerability. And certainly you've got Yazidis who would have a high priority, because we're also seeing that despite the efforts to take back Sinjar in those areas, that they've largely failed. And you're seeing Yazidis moving towards Europe. So definitely Yazidis are also particularly in need. We have to sort of see about the Kurds. Are they in need? Can they find asylum in the Kurdish areas which are being occupied by Kurdish groups? So every case is different. What we are seeing in a place like Jordan is that the Kurds are not coming this far south. Also, the Yazidis are not coming this far south. They'd be basically going up to Turkey and to Iraq. So every country has a different profile of refugees. And we've just got to make sure that the resettlement program is balanced, it's fair, it's transparent, equitable, and focuses on those people who are most vulnerable.
Well, as you say, most of the refugees where in your area are Sunni. Why aren't they going to the Sunni, mainly Sunni, Gulf states?
You can ask the Gulf states that. Obviously, we've been pushing for the Gulf states to be doing more. They have been providing
more than zero
support. Yeah, well, I'm not going to disagree with your statement. Like, we've been pushing them on a whole range of fronts. This is something which they should be doing much more, and they haven't. When we talk about international burden sharing, it should not just be the traditional donor countries, traditional resettlement countries. And so many countries have failed to step up to the plate and help the refugees. And given the very dominant Sunni character of the refugees here, one would have expected that the Sunni states could have been doing much more than they have been. But don't worry, we're not being shy in telling them that.
Final question. Programs like this one have been covering this for a long time now, and this is not in the least a new problem. The world seems to have woken up to it now. Are you optimistic that that the world's attention will remain on this problem?
No, it will be like every other refugee operation. There'll be an interest for a few months, and then we'll probably be left with the problem again.
That's Andrew Harper from the UNHCR in Jordan.